happening locally. The news.
And it is time for us to take a look at some of the local news stories over the last 24 hours here in the Republic of Panama. The Superior Court for Settlement of Criminal Cases sent to the Criminal Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice the appeal presented by former President Ricardo Martinelli against the ruling that sentenced him to 128 months in prison for the new business case. Through Edict No. 506, published by the Court Secretariat, the parties are informed that the appeal was accepted with suspensive effect and was sent to the magistrates of the Criminal Chamber for resolution. The appeals filed by the defense of Daniel Ochi, Valentin Martinez-Vazquez, Ivan Arturo Rocha and Janeth Vazquez, who were also convicted of the crimes of money laundering, were also sent to the criminal chamber of the court. The case is related to the purchase of Editora Panama America S.A., known as EPASA, with state resources through the company New Business. Now the appeal must be distributed among the judges of the criminal chamber of the court, which is made up of Maria Eugenia Lopez, Maribel Cornejo, and Ariadne Garcia. One of the main arguments of former President Martinelli to request the annulment of his conviction for the crime of money laundering in the new business case points out that the criminal judge, Paloisa Martinez, did not adequately value the testimony of Elicio Abrego, expert from the Judicial Investigation Directorate. According to the appeal presented on Tuesday, the 5th of December, by Carlos Carrillo, Martinelli's lawyer, the expert never carried out an accounting or stock review of the companies that participated in the purchase of EPASA. The Attorney General of the Administration, Rigoberto Gonzalez, expressed that the process of closing the copper mine in Donoso has to be transparent and with citizen participation. What must be kept in mind is that this process implies taking the population into account, said Attorney General Gonzalez on Monday, almost 2 weeks after the Supreme Court of Justice declared unconstitutional the contract between the state and Minera Panama for the extraction of copper in Donoso in the province of Colón. Once a program to follow has been developed, the right to citizen participation must be granted. There should be as much transparency as possible so that citizens know what is being done and feel that they are being taken into account, he stated. Following the court's decision, the government reported that the first interinstitutional meeting had already been held in order to begin developing the steps to follow for the mine closure process. Furthermore, on December the 6th, the Ministry of Commerce and Industries informed Minera Panama that it had to suspend activities in the project. Following this ruling, the company announced on November the 29th, that it began an arbitration process before the International Court of Arbitration. Now, regarding this arbitration process, Attorney General Gonzalez said that one of the advantages that Panama has is that there is a Supreme Court ruling in its favor. Furthermore, he opined that when these types of arbitration actions are sometimes announced, it is because sometimes they want to start a negotiation. That is, take me into account for the coming process, and environmental experts say that the company cannot be marginalized in this process because, well, they are mentioning in a very clear way, the polluter pays. Therefore, if there is a contamination there, the entire process that is going to be carried out has to be done with the participation of the mine. Not so that it continues operating indefinitely, but so that the objective is achieved in the closing process, he explained. After learning of the unanimous ruling of the plenary session of the Supreme Court, the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, expressed that due to the impact of the closure process, each decision made has to be addressed in a responsible, inclusive, and participatory manner. The Electoral Court reported on this Monday, yesterday, the 11th of December, the first coordination meeting was held for the three televised presidential debates, which will be held prior to the elections on the 5th of May of next year. According to the entity, the first meeting with the strategic partners to carry out the debates was held with Judge Eduardo Valdez Escoffery, director of the General Election Plan, and with Yara Yvette Campo, substitute judge and institutional executive director. International consultant Ruben Alvarez, directors IDEA International, that's the Electoral Organization Team's Legal Advisory Communication Directorate and Center for Digital Studies and Monitoring, also participated. It should be remembered that the first presidential debate is scheduled for February the 21st of next year, and the University of Panama will be the host, while television production will be carried out by TVN Media. For the second presidential debate, which will take place on the 13th of March, it will be in the format known as Town Hall, which consists of public participation and includes topics of interest to young people between 16 and 28. This debate will be carried out by the Tribunal Electoral, together with the Panamanian Debate Association, and the television production will be carried out by the state-run SIR TV. Finally, the third debate will be held on the 17th of April in coordination with the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama and will be produced by Corporación Medcom. With the reforms to the Electoral Code in 2021, it was established that for the 2024 elections, citizens will have the option to see and listen to the strategies and plans of the presidential candidates in three debates instead of two, as previously contemplated by the electoral rule. Now, the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, has decided that as of January of 2024, liberal professions such as architects, lawyers, doctors and accountants must use electronic billing. To do this, the entity will be issuing a decree that is already going through the offices of the Ministry of Economy and Finance for the respective validations. Law 256 of 2021 formalized the use of electronic invoices as a method and established its obligation through a decree with several adoption calendars. In the first phase, a group of activities that were absent were those of services provided in liberal, artisanal and artistic professions, independently or through civil societies. This, despite the fact that it does appear in Law 256 of 2021, among the activities that would be included in the adoption calendar. The General Director of Revenue, Publio de Garcia, had already announced that his office's recommendation was the use of electronic invoicing as the only method of billing starting in January 2024. In statements given within the framework of an event organized by this newspaper, La Prensa, last October, de Garcia said that he would recommend to the MEF that as of January the 2nd of 2024, electronic invoicing was the only billing method, but evidently with some exceptions that will be determined by the regulations. It's not surprising, then, that the processing of the respective decrees is advancing to execute a plan that seems imminent. However, lawyers oppose continuing on the list of activities required to use electronic invoices, presenting new claims of unconstitutionality before the Supreme Court of Justice. The National Council of Cooperatives of Panama has the same position. De Garcia, for his part, indicated that, well, we hope that in the coming weeks the new regulations for the use of electronic invoices should be signed and published in the Official Gazette. A new ship, the Green Sky, is avoiding congestion in the Panama Canal by sailing around South America through the Strait of Magellan, as reported by Bloomberg at the end of last week, when it detailed that the oil tanker belonging to Aegean Shipping left the east coast of the United States bound for the Valparaiso region. Unlike the operation of the Francopan vessel, which also avoids the Panama Canal by taking the maritime passage located at the southern tip of Chile, the Green Sky transports diesel with an ultra-low sulfur content from Citgo Petroleum Corp's Clifton Ridge Terminal, located in Louisiana. This change to route occurs due to the prolonged delays in the Panama Canal due to the low water, a historic drought that is undergoing. The high temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are aggravated by the presence of the El Niño phenomenon and the late start of the rainy season in 2023 have directly impacted the freshwater levels in the canal's reservoirs, which are essential for its operations. Precipitation in October was the lowest recorded for that month since 1950, 41% below expected levels, and the year 2023 is about to close as the second driest year on record. As there is less water, the number of ships that transit the canal and the cargo they transport is restricted. When there is less space for daily transits, the queue of waiting vessels expands, which represents additional operating costs to the toll increases applied in fiscal year 2023. The Green Sky's journey is expected to take about a week longer than through the canal, but freight rates have reached unprecedented levels, the Bloomberg publication says. Now, although the Green Sky ship's voyage marks the first shipment of diesel from the U.S. Gulf Coast to South America in 3 years, refineries in Texas and Louisiana have been known to divert shipments across the Atlantic to European markets when Panama is congested. The National Air and Naval Service, SANAN, reported that they have achieved a fourth drug seizure after an operation in the Las Perlas archipelago in the Panamanian Pacific. It is stated that on Sunday, in a joint action with the public ministry, 1,270 packages of drugs were seized in the waters of Punta Coco, and according to a report from the Ministry of Security, within 24 hours, SANAN seized 7.9 tons of drugs. In addition, it is reported that on Saturday, in conjunction with the Los Santos Drug Prosecutor's Office, 1,449 packages with illicit substances were seized. In the operation, a speedboat was detained and two men are apprehended southeast of Punta Mala, Los Santos. On the other hand, on Saturday, in the waters of Punta Borica in Chiriquí, four people who were on a speedboat were detained, and when they noticed police presence, they threw some packages into the water, SANAN reported. After the arrest, it was confirmed that the bags contained 2,852 packages of illicit substances. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. That is some of the local news stories compiled for you on today's programme.